Aloha.
You are late every time.
I forget that it's the thing that we were doing. It's been a whole year, okay? Wait, give me a break.
It's been a day.
What
since
is the
yesterday.
Alternative that we would be doing?
You saying,
welcome to the carve?
Hello, everyone.
No, what's up, everyone?
What's up, everyone?
Yeah. You don't even, what? Do you even listen to this? What's going on?
I got 4 hours of sleep, okay?
Welcome, everyone. My name is SBJ. The person who got 4 hours of sleep is
Micah.
And
I got several hours of sleep.
Alola.
Alola. No dreamsicles this time.
I had one before bed.
Okay. Wait, did you say your name, Irene?
No. Hello.
Oh. Hello. We are on the third episode of Alola from Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. Welcome. This is not a normal episode of It's Super Effective. You probably figured that out. We are doing these daily as we play through Pokemon Ultra Sun and Pokemon Ultra Moon. Last we left off was completing Trial Uno. Did these trials have a name? They're just Trial 1. Just Trial Start.
Or it's probably like Captain Alima's
trial.
Trial
Start is the name of it?
Trial Start.
I don't think that's right.
Doesn't it say Trial Start, though?
It does say trial start.
Yeah, but it says that for all of them.
I think it's Alima's trial. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Captain trial.
We finished that. Kukui showed us how to use the Z move. And then we are informed that Lily is missing, which is the same as past game.
Yeah.
And we have to go find Lily, who is in, I don't know what this cave is called. I didn't write it down. But the cave with
all... C-word cave?
Is it C-word?
That's what I think it is.
The one with all the flowers where you find...
No, that's Mele Mele Meadow.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
C-word cave.
See, well, you got it. You got there anyways. You got us there anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Mele...
You said cave.
It's kind of a cave.
No, the cave is a cave. The meadow is a meadow.
It's like a cave in a cave.
Yeah.
You go into
a
rock wall.
It's a cave in a meadow.
It's a cave and a cave.
It's an entrance, and then it's a meadow.
But you're still getting into the meadow by going through a hole in a rock wall.
I guess.
I'm going to agree with Steve on this one.
Okay. That is,
you go through a cave entrance, and then it's a cave entrance. But the cave entrance into the actual cave is not like a cave entrance.
It's like a hidey hole.
Yeah, it's like a hole that you crawl through.
And then you're in a real cave.
And then you're in a cave.
With water and stalagmites.
And stalactites?
Probably both.
Oh, big words. Welcome to the Big Word Podcast. Stalactites, stalagmites. You have to save Cosmog, which is, again, the same as last game. The only difference is there's a twist. And if you're playing Ultra Sun, Zossie's and Dulce?
Almost.
Is there?
I think it's Dulce and Zossie.
And then in Moon, it's Fico and...
Psycho, you mean?
No, it's Fico.
It's Fico?
Yep.
It's really?
Yes. What are their names?
Even though
Fico
it's P-H-Y?
Yeah, P-H. P-H as in phone, as in Fico.
Okay.
Is the other one called Reginald?
No.
Okay.
No Reginald.
All right.
The other one is...
Solaria.
Solaria, yeah, because it reminds me of Solgaleo, but it's not.
I didn't realize it was different.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's... I mean, everyone in chat was like, it's F as in... Fico.
Phone.
So does that...
Bye.
Does that mean that I am, as someone who's playing Ultra Sun, am never going to meet Fico and...
Correct.
Valeria,
they
probably
are
not.
They are exclusive to their versions.
Huh.
Oh, and also, they do Square Alola.
Yes.
Alola.
I love it.
Yeah, so I picture they're doing Alola.
Yeah.
Because they don't get it.
Yes.
Well, they
they're
get-
learning. They're robo pals.
They're learning.
They're getting it.
They're a learning by observing.
They're pretty cool.
They started doing the Alola inside when you talk to them inside the trial as you're leaving the trial. And they say,
oh, yeah, because they're there too.
Yeah, they run into you and they say, oh, so that's a Z crystal. That's interesting. It has the same aura as the blinding one. And then they're like, "You, what is this Pokeball technology?
Yes.
You may have to steal this."
Did they use the word steal?
No, maybe. They said, like, we may have to use that because we don't have that technology
Got
in
it.
The world.
Yes. They offer to Pokemon battle you, and they send out a Furfru. At least they sent out a Furfru for me.
Yeah, it was for me, too.
In a Beast Ball, I noticed.
I don't think I noticed what ball it was. That's interesting.
I didn't notice.
It was definitely a Beast Ball. I, like, wrote that down very quickly.
So what they said, though, after was they... made their own Pokeball, and they caught a Pokemon with it. They said, We used the tech. We made our own Pokeball, and it seemed to work okay. And we caught this Pokemon.
Okay, well,
which is great because the Furfru
definitely a beast ball. So if they either made it, or they stole it, or the Aether Foundation is lying and they've stole it from.
How did they steal it from them if they just made it?
Because the Aether Foundation could have stole it and then claimed that they made it.
But they definitely said they didn't know what Pokeballs were, so they made their own.
But you can say you don't know what a Pokeball is and have a Beast Ball, because Beast Balls cannot catch Pokemon technically. They can.
Yeah, but the Beast Ball that the Furfru that is a Pokemon that came out of.
The dialogue is very obviously saying, they say, we made this, we caught a Pokemon with it. Like, that's right. What they're saying.
Yes.
They said, we didn't know, we saw your Pokeball technology, we made our own, and we caught a Pokemon.
Yeah. But I'm saying they made a Beast Ball.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Beast Ball.
Yeah. No,
okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
So,
but yeah, they made it.
They didn't make Beast Balls. The Aether Foundation made Beast Balls.
How do you know that, though?
Well, I don't. That's the debate. I don't know.
That's
the
twist.
We don't know who's lying now.
It's pretty great, though, because that Furfru is like, it matches the level, matches the area, too, and that area outside of the cave is where you get Furfru. So
yes.
It's like, perfect.
It's cool. So
I almost got wrecked in this match, but I also like.
Do you want to talk about this match and why you got wrecked? Furfru apparently is the most OP Pokemon in the game.
It was so strong. Like, nothing was working. And then I think, I don't know if it was that match where I was in it for so long that it just started to struggle. And then, like, I just had to stay alive. Oh, it was because everything died and I still had my Sandy Gast. Nope, that's wrong. I don't remember. Something wasn't listening
good.
To me at
well,
some
I'll
point.
Tell you why Furfru is good.
Well, okay.
It has an ability with its coat, and it resists physical type moves times two or something like that. So any physical move you do is halved off the bat automatically because of its ability. And then it also does a move called Baby Doll Eyes, which one has priority, but it also sharply decreases your attack. So not only is your attack by default halved if it's physical, it Baby Doll Eyes you, which makes it extremely hard to defeat unless you have special type moves.
Yeah, this
I didn't
is,
have any issue with this battle.
This was before
Mimikyu OP.
Also, you started with Litten.
Yeah.
So Ember is not.
Yeah.
All of Rowlet's moves off the bat are physical. Popplio has somewhat of an advantage, but it also knows Sand Attack, which is a huge pain.
Yeah.
My Litten was knocked out before this match started. And I didn't realize that Lily could heal your Pokemon before this. So I was already, and I didn't remember the last time I saved. So I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to see what happens. But yeah, no, actually, I did have my Sandygast, and it was my Sandygast and my Cosmog that I still had. My Cosmog couldn't do anything, and my Sandygast wasn't listening to me. So that's why. So that's why it was so hard. So I was right, because I was like, this is still before the first, it was before the Hala part. This is so difficult. I hate this.
So just for clarification on Beast Balls, if a standard Pokeball is a catch rate of 1, a Ultra Ball is a catch rate of 2, Luxury Ball and Premier Ball, I think they're a catch rate of 1. A Quick Ball is a catch rate of 4 if you use it on the first turn.
Mm-hmm.
Very good to use a Quick Ball on the first turn. A Beast Ball used on an Ultra Beast is a catch rate of 5. So better than a Quick Ball.
Yeah.
Better than an Ultra Ball.
Isn't it like 0.5 or something on anything else?
0.1.
0.1.
It's 0.1 on any other Pokemon. So how they caught this Furfru is...
What if it's 0.1 when thrown by a Pokey Earthling? But 1 times when thrown by someone
from outer space?
From
wherever
Ultra
they're from.
Space or whatever.
No, I think it's all cool.
Like, I think so, too. Also, keep in mind, like, this is an alternate timeline, too, where maybe this is the lead up to, like, maybe this is how they developed the Beast Ball.
Yeah, we don't know yet, which is good that there's, like, this, there's the old story we know, and they're weaving in this new story, which is awesome, I think. You have to battle Hau again. This is, like, the 30th time you have to battle Hau.
Yeah.
Really likes losing to you.
He loves it.
And then this sets up for you to battle Hala, which is the grand trial.
The Kahuna.
Did he have different Pokemon last time? I noticed he had a Machop, a Makuhidu,
Something was different because the Machop wasn't the same.
I thought he had two in Sun and Moon, and now he has three here. But I could be wrong.
I'm currently using my old guidebook, and I remember I was like, that's not the same. And that's what happens whenever something isn't the same.
So something's slightly different.
Got it. Did you look at it, though? Did you look to see what?
Yeah, I looked
guide,
at it.
What
but
he actually had?
Like, yeah, but I just don't remember what it is off the top of my head.
You have all these notes.
I know.
And the thing that was different, you didn't write down. Did anyone have trouble with Hala or anything like that?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know. Mimikyu.
Yeah.
The only thing that I was having trouble with at this point was my Mimikyu was over level 20, so it stopped paying attention to me. So I had to, like, in my playthrough, I'm trying to, like, use Mimikyu as much as possible.
Well, they're not paying attention to you. Irene also had this trouble.
One of time, it fell asleep.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wake up! I was so,
Do they still eventually attack?
Yeah, sometimes, they do.
Okay. But yeah. Okay.
It's just, you gotta get them going. They're season one Pikachu.
They turned away. They fell asleep.
There's also a side quest right before Hala with a guy who is looking for a Sableye. And at this point, you know that you can get Tauros, obviously, right when you beat Hala.
Yeah.
And you can get to Sableye because he says it's in 10 Karat Hill, which I don't remember if there were Sableye there before. I remember Rockruff originally being in 10 Karat Hill. Also, in original Sun and Moon, that's where you get Necrozma originally.
Yeah.
It's 10 Karat Hill. But I haven't done that side quest. I've been trying to do all of them. There was a couple side quests I just want to bring up that we might have missed on the first island. So we talked about the person that wanted the Abra who gives you $10,000. Mm-hmm. Then there was a scientist, I think in the Pokemon Center, the first Pokemon Center, who wants to see 10 Pokemon in your decks. They give you 10 Ultra Balls. Then there is the, right outside the motel by the beach, there is a dude who's looking for his Meowth.
Yes.
And it's one of the harder side quests. I don't think either of you guys did this.
I did not.
I
want to say real quick, I didn't realize when we were talking about side quests, the only side quests really they had in Sun and Moon were there's someone at the Pokemon Center who wants to see X Pokemon in your Pokedex, and they'll pay you money if they see it. Aside from that, there wasn't really much. So when I saw that and we were talking about, side quest where this person wants to see an Abra, I was like, okay, the side quests are pretty much the same thing. Which is to say, they're not really side quests. They're more like, just show me a Pokemon that you caught. In this game, they're very specifically very different and sometimes very involved side quests, and I didn't realize this.
I felt like the Meowth might have been in the first one. Or something of the sort.
I don't remember that at all. And I feel like I did everything in Sun and Moon.
The Meowth one is way harder than the other ones, though. So maybe it is different. I'm not 100% sure. Somebody will correct me. But pretty much you have to talk to a guy by a swing set. He's a little bit north of the cemetery. And he says he's missing his Meowth. The Meowth, I don't want to, I won't spoil it, but the Meowth is originally by the hotel. And there's really no indication of where it is without the A button popping up.
Yeah.
And then once you do that, the Meowth runs. And if you talk to a random person where the Meowth is supposed to be, she'll say, I saw a Meowth run by. And again, I don't want to spoil it, but you pretty much have to go to a tree where you cannot see your character anymore. And then hit A, and then Meowth runs, and then you get it, and you're done with the side quest. It's very difficult because there's nothing in the environment that actually tells you where Meowth is.
Yeah.
You're really just looking for the A button to pop up. And I don't think that's good.
No.
That's not like
that
good design.
Sound like a good...
Show like rustling or show Meowth's feet like sticking out from something.
Yeah. Or like the tail behind the tree. I don't know, something.
Yeah. It wasn't great. And what you get from that, spoiler, you get X attack, X defend, and X speed. Which I immediately sold all three of those.
Of course.
Because they're the worst.
Also, you get a lot of money for them for some reason, so.
500
yeah.
each.
Oh, yeah.
So not.
I'm thinking of the other stuff.
I think Rare Candy gets you like.
Proteins and carbos
yeah,
and stuff.
Those
they get
you
like
those,
5K or
yeah,
something.
Those get you a lot. So Hollow Battle, nothing spectacular there. You get Tauros. You can get that sticker that you first originally see behind the rock.
Yep.
So did you guys use your Z power during your fight?
Yes.
Mm, I don't think I did.
Because afterwards, like, Olima was like, oh, you did this without using your Z power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you did use it?
No, I remember he says that in my first playthrough of Sun. He said that.
Yeah, because...
Oh, you did this without your Z power.
Yeah. So I thought, I wanted to know if he said that, but obviously he wouldn't say that, but I thought it was interesting.
So you did it without your Z power?
Yeah.
Pro player over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have my Z crystal on my Rockruff. So I have Z Happy Hour or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Which lets you do Happy Hour, which doubles the amount of money you get in a battle.
Yeah.
Because I'm rolling in the dough right now.
Ooh.
And
I'll just throw that amulet coin. Don't think about
it. You can stack. You can stack both of them. So once I get the amulet coin, I know where it is now. I will stack both. The Z crystal for Happy Hour just increases all your stats by one. We get to the photo booth, which is in Hauli City. Hauli City, which is the new, this is what Machamp built in the last 349 days.
Good job, Machamp.
Whatever.
Proud of you.
I went in, so I did it twice. I did it on stream. I went in, I took a picture, I did everything. In my Sun playthrough, I went in, it said, this is how you do it. And I hit B, and it said, are you sure you want to quit? And I said, yes. And then I immediately walked out of the building and moved on to the next cutscene. I don't like it at all, but Micah and Irene probably have different opinions.
Yeah, I like it.
I liked it too. It was cute. I like how much customization there is. So that was kind of fun. I was having difficulty with timing for some of the stuff though.
Yeah.
But besides that, I thought it was pretty neat.
It is a little weird that you have to activate poses, like pose animations, and then take the picture rather than like, these are the animations that I want to happen during the period of time that you're taking six pictures. Just have the animations happen.
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to press them and then take the picture really fast?
But it does take six.
Yeah. And you can pick any number of them. And they give you a photo album after, and you can keep them in your photo album.
So if you quit it right away, they'll just say, oh, here's a photo album. Hope you come back.
Yeah. I like this because I've done this before. These are very specific Japanese photo booths. Shout out to my friend Sarah, who lives in Japan and told me the actual name. It's Purikura is the name of the like photo booth style. It's a bigger booth that a bunch of people can fit into. And you take a picture together. You take many various pictures with different themes. And then you go outside to a screen and you can together put labels on them, put stickers on them, draw on them, put words, whatever, put different frames on them, and then you can have them printed out or have them texted to your phone. And pretty much is the same thing. Like,
that's
so
really
I liked
cool.
doing it. I don't know.
I think the turnoff for me was I couldn't have my whole team there.
Yeah.
That would be real crowded, though.
It would be.
But I want, like, for me, everyone was hyping up this photo booth in chat. Oh, man, well, you get to go to the photo booth because everyone was very excited about my Mr. Mime or my Mime Jr., I should say.
Yeah.
Because it was a very, very much so an MVP when it came to catching, when it came to the trial, when it came to the grand trial. And I was like, oh, this would be so great. Like, we'll have the Growlithe we caught. We'll have the Mr. Mime. We'll have the Rockruff who's been doing happy hour. Like, I had all these. I had a vision of my team and me celebrating the 8 hours we spent on that first island.
Sounds like you hyped it up for yourself.
And I got there and I couldn't do that. And I thought, we have now two photo things in the game.
Yeah.
We have Rotom Photo and we have this. And I think Rotom Photo is more fun because it reminds me more of Pokemon. I know they're different.
It's like Pokemon Snap Lite, which is fine, but like the fact that you don't get features like to zoom or things like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You do.
Yeah, you get the zoom.
Eventually, yes, but
you
not
take,
originally.
You took two pictures
to get
it.
Zoom.
I mean,
and you could do it the two pictures. So
I'll tell you this. I took one picture and then I closed it because I don't like it that much.
So I thought the
I'm talking
thing.
About Roto, the
yeah,
Rotom.
I thought the same thing. Roto I took thing. One picture of the Pikachu, but if you immediately take a different picture, it's a different Pokemon there. It was Growlithe the
it
second
was,
time.
It was Dunsparce
really, that's all
for
the
me.
Same from Sun and Moon.
Yeah,
like I did all of
but
what
you, all
you can
you
do
is
with Rotom
you quickly take one photo of anything and you'll automatically have the zoom.
Yes. I do remember that now. Yeah, it's just upgrades, but I don't think that's as fun as the Alolan photo
and
club.
And then I noticed
it's cool to see stuff in the environment and it's cool to see like Pokemon, especially at later game areas, talking about from Sun and Moon, my experience from Sun and Moon, but other than that, like, you do it for 2 seconds. Like, this is something that you can do that's personalized. This is something that you can do with, like, a Pokemon. Like, in my situation, I'm trying to go through the game with my Mimikyu, and I really like the character that I made. I really like that Pokemon. So it's fun to make pictures of it and be able to, like, I don't know, post them to social media because I have the ability to, like, take a screenshot. It's the 3DS, I mean, doesn't let you, but
no, it does. You can send it to your SD card.
Yeah, but it's not like you can just post it to Twitter from your 3DS. That's what I mean.
I'm sure you could.
Could you?
You could do Animal Crossing to social media.
That was Miiverse. Miiverse is dead.
That was not Miiverse.
Wasn't it?
It was a separate website that pulled up.
Hmm.
It was not Miiverse.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Can you share photos directly to Twitter from
Pokemon? Because I remember that I've done that
from
before.
From Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon?
I don't know from Ultra Sun.
Oh, that's
what
I'm asking.
But you can bookmark that website that originally shared Animal Crossing or other games, and you can use that.
I thought that was through Miiverse.
No, it wasn't. You walk outside, and Kukui is there and says, oh, we could take the boat, but that's not fun. You guys can take the Mantines over to the next island. Tauros and Hao is very excited because Hao is excited about everything.
I watched the Entei movie last night, and the little girl said, Mantine. That's all I had to say.
Oh, okay. Mantine.
Mantine it is. I've always said Mantine.
The Papa Entei movie. That's just what she said.
Okay.
Man, I hated it.
Hated what? Oh.
Mantine Surf. I hated it.
The name or the activity?
Just doing it. I was like, this is difficult. I don't like it. How do I pick up speed?
You thought it was
difficult?
This
isn't working. I'm not good at things like that. No.
It reminds me of very like Mario Kart drifting or snowboarding games.
Yeah. Nope.
It reminded me of like Wave Racer or whatever.
Nope. I'm shaking my head. No.
I thought it was fine. I mean, it was okay. I didn't think it was like super difficult. But
it was just frustrating because the tutorial went on for a while.
That's the big issue there.
And
well,
it
is
was just,
Pokemon at this point.
Yeah.
It's just tutorials. So.
But I just wanted it to be over, and it just went on and on and on to me.
It is the most complicated thing I think they've introduced.
Hmm.
That tutorial is 4 pages long.
Yeah.
Not only is it 4 pages long, they want you to do it 4 specific times before they're like, okay, now you can do it. They've never done that before. It's not like when they show you how to catch a Pokemon, they're like, now do it. They don't hold your hand every step of the way.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have any problems with this. I thought it was fun. And it's a way to earn BP that I don't have to go to Battle Tower, so I'm okay with that.
Who goes to Battle Tower? Just log into Pokemon Bank. They hand it out like water there.
I don't have Pokemon Bank.
You gotta do stuff in Pokemon Bank, though.
No, you don't. I have 500 BP sitting there that as soon as it links...
How do you have 500 BP?
Because all you do is log in and move some Pokemon around, and it hands it out like candy on Christmas.
Man, let me get... What? That's not... What holiday is there?
Holiday.
I thought it was cool. I mean, I think I would get tired of doing it, going from every island to another, because apparently it's a thing you can do now to go travel between islands rather than just like
taking the ferry
who
did that? You just fly.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you had to take the ferry a couple times.
I think you could fly before the end of Alcala, don't you?
I mean, you had to take the ferry
once at least.
Once, but you did again.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You do take it to the Aether Foundation.
Yeah.
Just Mantine Surf? I don't think they have maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like they don't have a Mantine Surf beach
at the Aether Foundation.
Not with that attitude. You don't know what they've been building.
That's true, I guess.
I got my champs left and right throwing down sand.
I don't know. I could see myself doing this again just to, like, for fun and to get BP to try and get Mega Stones and whatever, which I'm assuming is a thing still probably in this game, which was a thing in the first games. Like, you bought Mega Stones with BP.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I got most of mine from the codes.
So there were some that you couldn't get with the codes, and the ones that you couldn't get with the codes you had to get from the Battle Tower.
Couldn't you also do the 4-way battle for BP?
The Royal Rumble?
Yeah, Royal Rumble.
I didn't do any of that past the tutorial. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that had a tutorial too. Not as complicated as Mantine Surf.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do a whole battle.
Yeah, but it's not like, you have tacked once. All right, back to the rules.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's interesting that you guys had such a problem with that. I didn't have a problem doing it.
It was extremely easy.
No, I mean a problem with it being the length that it was.
I'm just thinking of...
I think I was so, like, interested in it that I didn't care that they were walking me through it for so long.
You complained last time about how the Z Crystal, they gave you these instructions.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they were like, here's Kukui doing it.
Yes.
And I felt like it was that complaint you had.
No.
But
the difference
way
is,
worse.
The difference is when they show you a slideshow for how something works and then Kukui goes and does it, you don't do anything but sit and watch your DS.
Right.
For this, they show you a tutorial, then you do the action yourself, and then you see another slide
tutorial,
of the tutorial,
and then you do it again.
But I'm actually doing something.
Then they show you another tutorial, and then you do it again.
Yeah.
And then, surprise, they show you another tutorial, and then you do it again. It's so long.
You are very upset about this. Yeah, the difference is that you're actually doing something in between the tutorials rather than watching Kukui show you for the millionth time how to do something that you already know how to do.
There's a difference.
Rather than doing something that you've never done before while they're telling you how to do the thing you've never done before.
I mean, yeah, you've never done it before, but I mean, Kukui still needs to be there for people who it's your first Pokemon game.
I agree with that, but don't put the slideshow in front of it if you're just going to show me. Just do one or the other. Like, don't. That's double the time, like, that I'm not doing anything in the game.
I would rather have them just tell me everything up front than to break it down four ways.
I have a terrible memory, and I appreciate that they don't do that. Mm. Because I would get into it, and then I would be like, oh, what did they say how to do what thing?
Mantine Surf is cool.
Yeah.
But I cannot see myself going back to it more than maybe once. Like, if I really needed a specific move and it was 12 BP, I could go, all right, I know my first time doing it, I earned 8 BP. And it took 60 seconds, I think. I don't know how long
you actually... How much BP did you get?
8.
I got 1.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe if the tutorial system was better, Irene, you would have performed better and you would have got more BP.
Maybe if you stopped being angry about the tutorial and just paid attention to it instead, you would have got more BP.
I wasn't angry, I'm just not good at it.
Time to train up.
Time to increase that tutorial to be longer.
Can we talk about the most important part of Mantine Surf, though?
Is it Mantine or Mantine?
I'm going to say Mantine.
I mean, I like saying Mantine more than Mantine, but that's what she said in the movie.
Okay, I'm thinking Pine.
The best part about Mantine Surf was clearly the scoreboard.
What about it?
Oh, how it was like Big Papa G or something?
There's three names on the scoreboard. First place is Boss. Second place is Big G.
So wait, is
and
first...
third place is Samson, which is clearly Samson Oak.
Well, first place is clearly Giovanni.
Okay, see, I wasn't totally sure. I thought maybe two. Second place is very obviously Guzma, right?
Big G?
Big G.
Yeah.
Your boy Big G.
First place is obviously Giovanni.
You think, can you picture Giovanni on
a
surfboard?
There's speaking of the anime, Micah, there's an episode the anime where Giovanni is in swimming trunks on the beach with Persian with a surfboard next to him.
Huh. All right. I can
get
appreciate
your Pokemon
that,
lore straight.
Listen, I don't watch the anime.
It's really good. There's some
not interested.
There's some really great moments. Yeah, no, I can totally.
The anime is like a 20-year long tutorial that I don't want to watch.
I'll find you the screenshot. It's really great.
It's pretty cool. I don't know. I thought it was a cool little like you read it and then you try and figure out who it is.
Speaking of Samson Oak, you see him very early in the game.
Yeah,
which is very different than Sun and Moon. He pretty much just shows up before you get to Mantine Surf and tells you about the stickers. And says, if you get 20 stickers, I'll give you your first totem Pokemon.
Yeah.
And that's it. Well, I think that will wrap up this episode. Anything else?
No.
I think we're done with Mele Mele Island.
Yeah, yes. Let's get out of here.
Let's scram.
Spend 10 hours on this island. Let's leave.
I could spend more time.
It's fine.
I need to catch more Pokemon.
I haven't done any of the side quests there, apparently. So I need to go back and do that.
There was also a side quest for Crabrawler. But that was the same as Sun and Moon.
There's apparently a very, very good side quest there. If you're at this point in the episode, then you are have probably...
In Mele Mele?
Yes. You're probably at the end of Mele Mele Island. I was told this on stream. I did not see it myself. Yet, at least. But there is a kid on the beach, and he, what is it? The Big Wave Beach or whatever, where the Mantine Surf is. And if you talk to him, it will initiate a side quest with something that has to do with the trainer school at night. And it's apparently
the ghost one.
Yes, yeah. I haven't done that.
It doesn't.
So,
okay.
It
doesn't initiate anything.
Okay.
You talk to them and they just mention the trainer school.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you have to go out of your way to go to the trainer school to start it.
All right.
There's also, if you, that reminds me because I forgot that I needed to go to the trainer school. So thank you for reminding me. But there's also a bottle. So if you go inside where you get Cosmog after the meadow and you go all the way down, there's a note in a bottle.
Okay.
And it says, like, I'm stuck in another dimension. Please tell my girlfriend that I love her and that I'm okay.
Whoa.
It doesn't say other dimension, but it says other. I think it says other world. Or they say, I don't know where I am. They're clearly in ultra space, I'm assuming. But.
Or they're just, I mean, I don't know where I am could be something very different than ultra space. It could be in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
I mean, it could be Cyrus saying, I miss my girlfriend and I'm in Garatina's dimension over here.
I guess.
But you can't pick the note up, even though it sparkles like a Z cell does.
Oh, you can't pick it up?
You can't pick it up, but you're supposed to go back to Iki Village.
Iki Town.
And then find somebody and talk to. This is the part I hate about these side quests, is there's no indication of you, like, starting it or completing it.
We talked about this off stream, and that's my biggest complaint about this, is that there's no, like, journal to track this like there would be in any other RPG, where, like, you start a side quest, or, like, here's the thing, this is the person you last talked to, or this is, I don't know, the name of the side quest or something. Like, give me something to track these with, and give me some way to know, like, oh, I already did this, or I already completed this. It's like RPG 101.
Right. And it's like, I remember, now that you brought that up, I remember talking to the dude on the beach and being like, there's something there. I think he says, there are ghosts that come out at night at the trainer school and everyone's spooked. I think that's what he says.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, trainer school, I need to go back. And then I Mantine surfed and I was like, now I just remembered I forgot to go back to the trainer school. But I have to go back anyways because they want you to SOS for Sableye, because Carbink, I think, can summon Sableye.
Yeah.
But they don't give you any of those berries. I don't know what they're called.
Lepa berries?
No, not the
Lepa. Oh, the adrenaline orbs.
Yeah, they don't give you any of those orbs yet. But yeah, okay. Well, that will wrap up this episode. Because they say that Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola.
Lola.
Lola.
Beep. Boop.
It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community, where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.